This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Tubonge Tax, a podcast that provides you with tax information that you need to stay ahead on tax matters. Here, we simplify the complex jargon of tax. I'm your host, Alan Madoka. Now, today, we are joined by Bwana J.C. Njuguna from DTD, which is the Domestic Tax Department of the Kenya Revenue Authority, KRA. Bwana Njuguna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Now, today, we are going to talk about Voluntary Disclosure Program. This is an exciting new program coming soon. Bwana Njuguna will tell us exactly when, but this Voluntary Disclosure Program, VDP, is coming soon. So let's find out more about this exciting program from Bwana Njuguna, and it will save you a pretty penny. So please stay tuned. Bwana Njuguna, what is VDP or Voluntary Disclosure Program?
This is a program that was introduced in due cognizance of the fact that there has been instances where taxpayers have not been able to account and even declare and pay their taxes for whatever reason. And therefore, with the passage of time, such incomes, in as much as that taxpayer may want to disclose it, they may be of fear that once they disclose, there will be element of interest and penalties. Some of them may be having genuine reasons as to why they were not able to declare such incomes. They may have been out of the country, they may have been unwell, or for whatever reason, or maybe in terms of even the costs involved, in terms of computing and ascertaining the tax rating thereto. And that is why there have been various aspects of amnesty granted. Sometime in 2004, there was an amnesty that was granted for those who have rental income. Recently, there has been amnesty granted for those who have fallen wealth. And all these situations, they have made it possible for taxpayers to disclose such incomes and limit them after removing the fear of interest and penalties. So in this case, this voluntary disclosure program was introduced so that we can encourage taxpayers to disclose their tax liabilities that were previously disclosed to the commissioner. And in so doing, they are granted relief of penalties and interest of the tax disclosed.
Wow, this is exciting. I think this sounds like what so many people have been looking forward to. I think it's similar to what how people look forward to the waivers of interest and penalty on land rates that county governments all across the country introduce, right?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay, now let's get right into it. VDP. How long shall the period be open from, and when does it start? Has it started already? Tell us more.
This program will be open for 3 years, effective from 1st January 2021.
Now, Bwana Njuguna, how far back do these taxes go? Can a taxpayer bring his taxes that he hasn't paid from 1996 or from 2001? How far back can somebody disclose the taxes for under this program?
Okay, the disclosures eligible under the program will be for tax periods of up to 5 years prior to 1st July 2020. And I think there is need for me to repeat this for clarity, that the disclosure eligible under the program will be for tax period of up to 5 years prior to 1st July 2020, and this is meant to provide for consistency as provided in the Tax Procedure Act. So in this case, if one had not declared from the year of income 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, that person can still compute the taxes relating to those periods and therefore limit such taxes. In so saying, those who had an accounting period starting from 1st July 2015, it means they can declare the incomes that were not disclosed relating to that period from 1st July 2015 to 1st July 2020.
There you go. You've heard it 5 years back. Now, Mbwana Njuguna, when a taxpayer brings in the application and the application is accepted under this program, how does a remission work? Is it the same? Is it 100% waiver of interest and penalties across the 3 years, or what is the graduation?
The way the amnesty is granted in this case, or rather the waiver of interest and penalties, it is based on the speed with which one decides to take the advantage of this waiver. And therefore, it is structured over the 3 years. And this is the way it will work. Mm-hmm. Where the application is accepted, the applicant shall be granted a remission of the interest and penalty due on the tax liability as follows. One, there will be a full remission of the interest and penalty where the disclosure is made and tax liability paid in the first year, that is 2021. Mm-hmm. Then, if one is to declare and pay the tax liabilities in the second year, that is 2022, that person will be entitled to a remission of interest and penalty of 50%. Mm-hmm. Then, there will be 25% remission of interest penalty where disclosure is made and tax liability paid in the third year. That's 2023. And therefore, the sooner you seize this advantage, the more you are likely to reap from it.
Wow, that's amazing. So I've done business in the last 5 years from, you said, July 1st, 2015. And for one reason or another, legitimate or unfortunately maybe not, I haven't declared these taxes. The penalties and interest have piled up, I've been scared to come to KRA. All I need to do is effective January 1st. If I come between January 1st, 2021, for that whole year, I come and say, KRA, pole, these are my taxes, nitazilipa. I will pay 0% in penalties and interest. That is amazing. You've heard that, guys. All penalties and interest in the first year will be waived, 100%. But if you delay till the next year, half, you'll have to pay half of the penalties. Then the last year, you will have to pay 75% of your penalties and interest. So I guess it's be quick, and do it all in the first year so that both the country and yourself can benefit. Thank you very much for that information, Bwana Njuguna. Finally, before I let you go, who is not eligible for VDP? I'm sure maybe there are a few people who are not eligible for it. Kindly let us know who is not eligible for this program.
Over the years, those who have not been making their full disclosure, they have always been subjected either to an audit or investigation. Or at times, some matters are taken to court and all that. Nonetheless, this opportunity that is being given is meant to forestall such action. And therefore, the earlier you seize the opportunity, the better. Now, there are those who may not now enjoy this advantage or this opportunity that has been given. And those ones, they include those who at the moment are already under audit. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they never had the opportunity like this of being allowed to self-declare and such, or to make a full declaration. Then there are also those who are placed under investigation. Again, those ones are not eligible for this program. Then there could be those who already have ongoing litigation. It could be at Tax Appeals Tribunal or High Court or other structures of dispute resolution. So those ones, again, they are not eligible for that. Mm-hmm. Also, those who have already been notified that they are already due for audit and investigation by the commissioner, again, all those are not eligible for this program. And therefore, this actually strengthens the position that those who are not in those categories, this is high time they should seize the opportunity to avoid such situations and make a full disclosure.
Wow. Yet again, another amazing episode of Tubonge Tax. Thank you very much for joining us, Bwana Njuguna.
Thank you, Mr.
Listeners, taxpayers, thank you very much for listening to Tubonge Tax. KRA has made it easier for you to file and pay your taxes through a mobile application known as the KRA M-Service app. Download the app today from the Google Play Store. For more information, visit the KRA website at www.kra.go.ke. Thank you very much for listening. I've been your host, Alan Madoka. Until next time, goodbye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.